Senate unanimously passed a resolution condemning India's recent actions and statements, with lawmakers from both the Treasury and opposition benches backing the move. The resolution, introduced by Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, was adopted during a session chaired by Senate Chairman Yusuf Raza Gilani, Express News reported. The resolution comes amid heightened tensions following a deadly attack on tourists in the Indian-administered region of Pahalgam, which India has blamed on Pakistan, a charge Islamabad strongly denies. Dar condemned the killings in Pahalgam but criticized New Delhi for what he termed its habitual practice of blaming Pakistan without evidence. The Senate also suspended the routine question and answer session to focus on the resolution. Speaking during the Senate session, Dar stated that after the Pahalgam incident, Pakistan had been observing the situation to see how it would unfold. He noted that India did not name Pakistan directly and presented no evidence linking Islamabad to the attack. Dar emphasized that the Indus Waters Treaty cannot be suspended unilaterally, as the agreement explicitly requires mutual consent for termination. Water is the lifeline of 240 million Pakistanis, he said, adding that the National Security Committee has already declared that blocking Pakistan's water would be considered an act of war. He blamed India's intransigence for obstructing peace and development in the region, saying that SAARC aspires to regional growth, but one country's obstinacy continues to hold it back. Referring to diplomatic measures, Dar said Indian nationals in Pakistan on SAARC visas have been asked to leave within 48 hours. We have made political decisions, and we are united on one page. I thank the opposition leader for his support. He added that Pakistan's diplomatic outreach was ongoing. We briefed 26 countries yesterday and will brief more today. The Saudi foreign minister has also requested to speak with me this evening at 7 p.m. Concluding his address, Dar reaffirmed, Pakistan's armed forces are fully prepared. If anyone casts an evil eye on us, our response will be the same as before.